Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining us today on the weekday podcast. We hope you find encouragement today from Scripture that will remind you or teach you for the first time that God loves you and has a purpose for your life and His story. Today, I want to talk to you about waiting. Some of you are in a season of waiting. Maybe you are waiting on an answer, or waiting on that job promotion, or waiting on a child, waiting on a relationship to begin, waiting on your marriage to change, waiting for your child who has gone away to return home, waiting. Some of you have just come out of a season of waiting. It was a journey that you honestly don't want to live again. It was hard and long, and you didn't like it. I get it. If we were all truthful, waiting is not our favorite thing. Last week, I was in a store and had to wait on the customer service manager to correct something with my receipt before I could leave. I promise I waited 2 hours. I'm just kidding. It felt like 2 hours because for most of the time, I was waiting alone. I would like to tell you that I was pleasant and peaceful and joyful as I stood there waiting to hear from someone about the situation. I wasn't. My feet were hurting. I needed to be somewhere else, so I was anxiously looking at my phone as the time ticked by, and I just wanted to be out of that store. How do we wait well? Well, in our scripture today, I hope this helps you find encouragement. It's from Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for Himself a people that are His very own, eager to do what is good. God has given us all we need to actively wait and faithfully trust Him in the waiting. We are not alone in our waiting. While we wait, that passage reminds us we say no to worldly passions. We live self-controlled. We desire to live godly lives. We wait for the blessed hope, Jesus. He's promised He will come, so we wait. We wait, trusting what He has said. We wait, choosing His ways over our own. We wait, anticipating His glorious appearing. When we focus on His promises for us during the waiting, we wait well. We trust Him well. We are actively waiting and depending on Him. He's there. He's in our waiting. What about you? Are you like me in a waiting time in your life? Let's commit to wait well. Let's actively wait while God, who passionately loves us, works. Let's trust Him fully and desire to live godly lives in the waiting.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!